said something had happened that the person was kind of sensitive about, like something that embarrassed him. He didn't like you to bring that up. He said, well, don't mention that to him, because on that subject, he's still a little bit
touchy.
And he said, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
upset.
But all of a sudden, he got really
mad. Mad.
And someone's about to lose their temper. You tell them that just
keep you cool.
And so there's nothing really wrong with that, Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
funny.
Any other ways of saying that?
Strange.
What about the term queer or quar?
Not in this part of the country too much. Odd. Odd is the most popular. She acts a little odd.
How have you heard the other word used, queer or quar?
Well, the word queer is not used in this area as being someone being strange. When they refer to with the word, most of the time in this area, when you hear the word queer, they're talking about a homosexual person.
Has it always been that, as far as?
Always, yeah, always. Now, if you hear somebody say he's a little queer, they may not be referring to the homosexual there. They may be, but it's not a popular term in this part of the country. No, when you hear the word queer, you immediately associate it with the sexual end rather than the odd end.
And say if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
What other expressions could you use?
Give out,
Wore
out.
Okay. And if a person had been well and then suddenly hears they've got some disease, you say, well, yesterday they were fine, when was it that they
came down with this?
Or when was it that they
got sick?
Okay. And the person went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running. Say, yesterday he
was fine.
And then he went out in the rain and he
got sick.
He what?
Got wet.
Or he would have a cold. You say, yesterday he
didn't have a cold.
But then he
got a cold.
Okay. You say he caught a cold or took cold?
He caught a cold.
And you go like that, you have a
cough.
And if you can't talk right, you say you're a little bit
hoarse.
And someone who can't hear anything at all would be
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, you say, look how much I
sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head.
Pimple.
Any other names?
Acne.
Well, what about something like you could get on your arm?
A blister?
Uh-huh. Or that's got a core in it?
A rhizome.
Any other name for that?
No.
What, when that opens, the stuff that drains out is called, you know, that white stuff that comes out? You call that?
Pus.
Okay.
Pus.
What about in a blister?
Water.
And you say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled.
Okay, and it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes when a wound won't heal back right, you get sort of a skinless growth over it. You call that
infection.
Do you ever hear it called some kind of flesh? Proud flesh or plowed flesh?
No.
And liquid medicine, a brown liquid that they used to put on a cut, sting a lot.
Brown liquid?
They don't use it much anymore.
I don't know.
It came in a little bottle like this.
Mercurochrome?
What else?
Methylate?
What would sting a whole lot?